your heart, feeling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise.
Doing good today? It's a good day to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? There was a question, and I'm going to pose this question last week. Carol and I were out of town this weekend. We were sitting around a table with a lot of Teen Challenge kids there. And as we're sitting there, I see one kid being introduced. His name was Bo. Tall guy, New York Yankees hat on. Sentenced to Teen Challenge for 25 years. He has a sentence of 25 years hanging over his head. The judge says this. He goes, I'm sentencing you to Teen Challenge for 13-month program. We will review your case at the end of 13 months. They drop him off. He checks in. The cops do the paperwork. They drive off. A birthday party happens. He makes a phone call. He walks out to the street. Someone picks him up and they're gone. 25 years hanging over his head. My question to you today, and we will look at it in depth next week. If you had it to do over again, are there decisions that you make in your life that you wish you would have never made? Or are there questions in your life, things that you've done, that you would do a different way? And for me, I have to say, a lot of what I've done in the past, I'd never want to change. A lot of things, I would. But if I change those things, I would make those change for kingdom purposes and kingdom things. In other words, I make a bad decision and it leads me in the wrong way, away from the kingdom, rather towards kingdom productivity. So this morning, as we just listen, and this will be posed next week, but as we worship today, as we open up our hearts, decisions we make about our life today, tomorrow, and every day after that will have lasting effects. On Facebook, I wrote this quick thing this morning. I use this phrase, it's a long way to California. I've made that trip a lot of times. And there's broken mufflers in Van Horn, California. There's broken hoses, water hoses at the top of the plateau at Stockton, Texas. There's flat tires in Yuma, Arizona. There's potholes. There's mountains. There's valleys. And sometimes it just takes a long time to get to California. Marriage is a lot like that. Marriage is that thing that when we look and we begin to walk through, that we think that a lot of us that have been married, those that are going to be, that marriage is makeable. Marriage is doable. My marriage is going to last for a long time. And normally, in today's society, it usually doesn't. Because, see, there's a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming, a lot of jobs, a lot of money woes. There's a lot of hugging. There's a lot of kissing. There's a lot of I'm sorry's. There's a lot of I thank you. Today, I want to just say happy anniversary, my wife. 40 years today, we were married. It's a long way to California. And there have been broken mufflers in our life. And there's been hard times. But there's been a lot of hugs. There's been a lot of kisses. There's been a lot of I sorries, a lot of selfishness on my behalf. But it's doable and the trip is worth it. It's just a long way to California. Our Christian walk is a lot like that too. There are a lot of good times. You're not going nowhere yet. There's a lot of good times and a lot of bad times. A lot of times where God's blessings are just there. There's times where the presence of God is so thick you can cut it with a knife, it seems like. Seems like you're on a plateau where everything is going right. Everything's hitting on all cylinders. Blessings are flowing. And then it seems like the next day, every angel is gone, Jesus is gone, God's gone, and you're going, where did you guys go? Every demon is after you. But the one thing is Jesus says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Today we'll get to hear the Word of God even more powerful today as Omar comes and delivers the Word for us. I'm expecting to hear great things to help me and Carol on our next 40 years of serving the Master and serving Him well. Amen. Let's worship Him. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your kindness. We thank You, God, that You are here in the midst. That right now, nothing is more important than this moment in time. That, Father, in our society, we just ask for an hour a week. You ask for our whole life, but this 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, is the most important hour of the week. It is the most important thing is because in Colossians says the fullness of the Godhead has come to dwell among us here. That the Holy Spirit, that God the Father and Jesus the Son are present here. That we can let other things suck us away from the most important hour and a half of the week. As the family comes together to laugh together, to cry together, to encourage one another, to build one another up, to pray for one another. Father, in this hour and a half as we come, a slice of our life, we ask for Your fullness of life to come into us. To breathe life, liberty, vision for the rest of our week. And Father, we humbly come and ask You to come. Fill us. Scripture says that You come. We pray this, Lord. Give us our daily bread. Lord, we ask for that bread of life. That, Lord, I remember walking around the Via Della Rosa, walking through station 12, 13, 14, and coming to a point of smelling the freshness of pita bread being baked and the aroma just flowing through the pathway that we were on. Nothing smells better than fresh bread being baked. Father, this morning, You have fresh bread baked just for us. Let the aroma of Your Word, the aroma of Your life, fill our nostrils this morning. to taste it on the palate of our life. That when we walk out of here, our life is not the same as when we came in. But Father, is totally different and resurrected, Lord, in a way of your pathway. God, I desire so much to be not only influenced by you, but God, to be changed by you. Therefore, we step into the river of life today with the aroma of bread being taken place, and we worship you, the Redeemer of all our life and our hearts. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship him.
Can we just lift our hands in this place today? Holy Spirit, we thank you for what you do, for who you are to us. So with our hearts open, God, and our hands lifted up, we come into full surrender, God, of what you want to do in us. Have your way, God. Up from the ashes, your love has brought us out of the darkness and into the light. Lifting our burdens, carrying our sorrows, healing our hearts. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Chains have been broken, eyes have been opened, an army of dry bones is starting to rise. Death is defeated. We are victorious, 'cause you are alive. To our God, to our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. We lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song.
To our God,
we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. 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 Make his praise glorious. 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 For his name glorious. 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 up one voice to our God. We lift up one song to our God. We lift up one voice, singing hallelujah to our God. We lift up one voice to our God. We lift up one song to our God. We lift up one voice, singing hallelujah to our God. We lift up one voice to our God. We lift up one song to our God. We lift up one voice, singing hallelujah to our God. We lift up one voice to our God. We lift up our song to our God. We lift up our voice, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah. We're singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah. 'Cause your name is higher, your name is greater, and all my hope is in you. 'Cause your word is unfailing and your promise unchanging. All my hope is in you. 'Cause your name is higher and your name is greater, Jesus. All my hope is in you. Your word is unfailing and your promise unchanging, and all my hope is in you. 'Cause your name is higher, your name is greater, and all my hope is in you. And your word is unfailing, your promise unchanging, and all my hope is in you. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up our song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. We're singing hallelujah. We're singing hallelujah. We're singing hallelujah.
Now, if you don't know, I don't typically do this, but one thing I'm going to encourage you to do is just to press in right now to where you are. If you have a new song in your heart, just lift it up to the Father. If you have a prayer language, just go ahead and lift up your praise to the Father. If you want to fall on your knees before Him, go ahead and do your thing. Because what we're here to do is just give you a precursor of what's going to take place in all of eternity. This isn't a concert. This is just a prerequisite of what you're going to do when you get to heaven. You're going to give Him praise for His name and His name alone. Amen. His name is higher. Let's sing it again.
'Cause your name is higher, your name is greater, and all my hope is in you. And your word is unfailing, your promise unchanging, all my hope is in you, 'cause your name is higher, your name is greater. All my hope is in you. Your word is unfailing, your promise unchanging. All my hope is in you, 'cause your name is higher, your name is greater, Jesus. All my hope is in you. Your word unfailing, your promise unchanging. All my hope is in you. So we wait for you. We wait for you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We wait for you. We wait on you. Come and move on us, Jesus. Come and touch our hearts, Jesus. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, my God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, my God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Thank you. surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still call the sea to still, the rage in me to still every break. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise and breathe. Call these lungs to live. Call these bones to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. We sing Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. We sing Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus. You made the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
The only way the darkness can ever tremble is when a light enters the room. Did you catch that? The only way darkness could ever tremble, fall back, wash away, is when light enters the room. He said, I am the light of the world. And because he lives in us, we're also a city on a hill as lights in this world. we go, we carry His Spirit with us, we carry His presence with us. Darkness has to flee. And if you don't know that, let His light live in you and let it shine. Let it shine so bright that anything dark around you has to flee. When you call His name, demons tremble. When you call His name, you're calling on the authority that He put inside of you. When you call on the name of Jesus, mountains tremble. And His name is Jesus, the Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and the end, the Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, the bright morning star. He's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, call on His name. He makes the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, sing over your situations. He silenced fear. Jesus, Jesus, He makes the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 He makes the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, He silenced fear. Jesus, Jesus, You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Father, we thank You and we praise You, Lord. We glorify You, Lord Jesus. You can be seated. Thank You, Jesus. As we prepare for our tithes and offerings this morning, as I'm standing here, I'm looking into some things that Father's been rolling in me for the past couple of days in mourning, that we're as a nation about to feel a tumult that we've not felt in a long time. That everything that we've placed security in is about to be uprooted and be changed. Scripture texts us for that if you build your house upon the sand, that when the storm comes, it'll be a great and mighty crash. We as a nation have built more of our Christian lives upon the foundation of America rather than on Christ. I'm not talking about, really, I'm not even talking about the Bible, the buckle of the Bible belt here. I'm talking about as a nation. When you see a satanic statue already being placed in the capital of Arkansas and about to be placed and petitioning to be placed in Oklahoma, the very center of the Bible Belt, when you're watching the courts make it almost illegal to sell the Bible in the state of California right now, we get more worried about what Trump says or doesn't say as our president and watch the fabric of our nation. Listen. The fabric of our nation is built on shifting sand. And we have to come back. The words to everything we sang today is that as we go through a national crisis, which I don't know if it's a year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year from now, but it's inevitable and it has to happen because the Scripture says that it'll happen. That if we are not grounded in truth, not grounded in the Word, not grounded in the life of Christ, and not built upon the rock, that Lord, when the storms come, there will be destruction and demise. Friday night, Carol and I watched a movie. We'll be talking about that. It's a secular movie about a doctor, but it is so apropos to the Christian life that if I had time, I would take film clips out of it and produce this thing. But I think with just explaining, we will understand that. We'll investigate that next week, and it hurt my heart. Because not only do I see many, many, many other ministers that are like that doctor, there's times I find myself being like that doctor. And I don't want to be that doctor. You'll understand that next week. My desire is to serve Him with everything He is. I think I shared it a little last Wednesday night. I can't remember if I did with you guys or with someone else. But as Carol and I read the scriptures at night, lying in bed, we read this part about the temple being built, and it was this high by that high by this high by that high, and it was overlaid here, and palm trees were cut here. Some of the rock was finished, some of it was polished, some of it wasn't polished. Very meticulous about how that temple is to be built, and he's very meticulous about how this temple is to be built, of what and how we build this thing and what we place in this thing. He builds the temple, he builds his palace, and then it comes to the dedication time. I wept reading that whole chapter because I was so overcome that for years the temple had been a tent and was tattered and blowing in the wind, and David, guilty, saying, I've looked out over the porticos and I live in this fine palace, and yet your presence lives there. And through the process of time of David's life, in 13 years of building the temple, they go to bring the Ark of the Covenant, the dwelling place of God Almighty. What that must have been like for those guys that would carry the presence of God to the city. That finally a place was made for the dwelling place of God with His people. The dancing, the music, the playing, the worship that was going on. I'm overwhelmed by that presence that turned a nation and established a nation. That presence that was there dwells here. Have I made this place a good place? Have I polished it where it needs to be polished, overlaid where it needs to be overlaid, cut the particular palm trees where they were? Have I made this place the abiding place of Christ, or have I got so much junk inside of it that I needed Nehemiah to come in my life and to begin to cast that out as he did in the temple that was just a storage place? Father, this morning, as we break your bread this morning, as we come and we give our tithes and our offerings unto you, Lord, as we add to that with a missionary offering for those that are working on the mission field, being where we cannot be, that we have sent them, that when the word came, who will go, that our missionaries that we support raised their hands and said, I will go, and you have called us to help them in that area where we could not go. This morning, as we give our tithes and our offerings, what we are saying not only to the people that are around us, not only to you, O Lord, but what we are saying to ourselves is, God, I place you first in my life. And not only with what I am required in my tithes and offer, I go a step beyond where you asked to give and to send. So this morning I ask you to bless this offering for us that tithe. Lord, I ask you to keep your promise where you said that you will open the windows of heaven and you will pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. That as you give into us, we will freely give into other people that we might, and then it will return, that we might freely give again. Father, I ask you to bless our offering. I ask you to multiply it to meet the needs of what you called us here to do. I ask your presence to be here mightily and strong. I ask that in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen and amen, amen. Hey, Ryan, would you and Junior take up our offering for us this morning? And you can just bring it up here and keep it up here.